Hi, everybody. This is Tarkus Trooper again. Ready to do this Sunday's special by Fantasy Bay and Naughty Charlotte. So I just got home, and that's why I'm not as tired as the last time I answered the question. Alright, let's go. This week, Naughty Charlie asks, what's the weirdest place that you've masturbated at? And how did it make you feel? Other than in a car, I wouldn't say that masturbating in a car is weird because I always do that because, yeah, that's where I record my latest audios. And when I don't have to place it myself, I just go out into the car and just masturbate into a phone and I just, yeah. But no, yeah, I have masturbated in a public restroom before, and this was while I was on the clock because I had to excuse myself in front of the cash register to go take care of some risky business. Yeah, because many of those times I've thought about like audios and stuff and prior phone calls and stuff like that, all these horny little things that I thought of, and they just made me want to go like, excuse me, I'll be right back. And being in a public restroom and masturbating to that when you have so much time, you're trying to not make it too long because you never know who's going to walk in. Okay, so yeah, I would say the public bathroom. Number two, most people are pretty certain in their kinks, but was there ever something that you never thought you would be into until that one day? You know, that's a really good question. I thought I would never be into sissification at all. Because 3 or 4 years prior, or more years than that actually, when I just started out recording audio, I want to say about 5 years prior to now, I was not a big fan of sissification at all, or feminization, in fact. But a certain scriptwriter got me into this whole idea of gender transformation, but then there's these other guys that you don't even have to transform into a gender, you just have to dress up and do makeup and all that kind of stuff, and it's I don't know why it's so sexy. I just don't, but it is so damn sexy, because I don't know, seeing a guy just kind of drop his, just amp up the vulnerability, it's just like, just see that sort of side to him that we've never seen before, and just watching him revel in it and enjoying it, it's the most sexiest thing I've ever seen. But yeah, I never thought I would be into feminization though, but look at me now, urging guys to moan like little porn stars and just teaching them how to do it. I don't know. I'm a weird girl. I'm just a weird little girly that likes guys who moan weird. I don't know. But I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. All right. Number three. Do you prefer sex at night, in the morning, mid-afternoon, or now? Well, not now, but I usually, oh god, my ear itches. Okay, so usually I go for sex at night because most people aren't awake at that time. So you could just be as naughty as you want without having somebody just judge you like, excuse me? Why? What's going on in there? Who are you talking to? What the hell? And yeah, that's why I love masturbating at night, because there's not anyone up to judge you that much, I don't think. If that's the best answer for it. Okay, yeah. And Nice Bay questions. Number one, your favorite GWA person. Oh, God. There's too many. I think as for, like, my favorite GWA person counting as close friends, maybe? Well, kind of close friends because, you know, I love talking to them a lot. West Bay Ray and All For This Now. They're two dorks that I truly, truly love talking to, and they're just all out amazing. They are amazing. They're amazing guys. I gotta say, they're just too damn awesome. Man, and Sweet Honey, too. Sweet as honey. Sweet as honey? Yeah, she's a darling. She is such a darling. I don't talk to her much, but she is really, really... The username checks out. It really does. Yeah. Number two, what would you rather have an unlimited supply of for the rest of your life? Alcohol or dessert? You can't choose both. Desserts, to be quite honest, because I don't really drink that much. I'm pretty much a social drinker, but yeah, I don't really drink that much, so I'm going with desserts because, hello, chocolate cake. Or cookies. No, I'm more of a cookie person. Okay, let's stop lying. I love all sweets. That's why I am... That's why I'm the curvy little 5'1" person that I am now. Well. Okay, so number three. What's that tune stuck in your head this week? Oh, this is going to be such a hard one. Because I got so many songs in my head right now. It was, what was that song that went into my head all day today? I forgot. But it was, God. I had a lot of songs in my head. There was, shit. What was it? Kaja Goo Goo's Too Shy. There was at one point I had, Steve, wait, hold on. Shh, hold on. hold on. Although that is a good song. I like that song by Yes. But anyway, I had pretty much Tiger Moth by I'm having trouble saying his name. Okay. Which I shouldn't because I've said it all my life. Okay. Of being a Genesis fan. Okay. I had Tiger Moth by Steve Hackett in my head. Fountain of Salmasis? Salmasis? Salmicus? However you pronounce her name. The Fountain of Salmasis by Genesis, that's been in my head all the time. And of course, that song by Kansas, It's You. Woo! I can't do that high note. My God. Well, that's what happens when you're at work for most of the morning and your voice is just fried and you're tired. All right. Yeah, there's been a lot of songs in my head. I just couldn't choose that one because I have too many songs in my head. If you look inside my head, it's mostly going to be about music. A little bit of sex, but you know, mostly music because I'm a music head. Yeah. Alright, and the Sunday special for this week. Okay, your go-to ultimate movie marathon within 15 seconds. Okay, Finding Nemo, Rocky Horror Picture Show, Babe, Anastasia, Ice Age, Jesus Christ Superstar, Snow Dogs. I love Snow Dogs. Oh God. Okay. I'm trying to think. Monsters Incorporated. You could tell I love all these Disney movies, right? Yeah, except Anastasia is not a Disney movie. Okay. Anyway, yes. Okay, let's see. That's it. And I think I went past 15 seconds. That didn't okay. No vocalizers this week. Aww. Well, I would love some herb. I would love some herbal tea, to be honest. I really would. Thank you very much. Alright. So, I had fun answering these questions vocally, and I hope you all enjoyed this little ramble thingy majig thing that has been at the request of Naughty Charlotte and Fantasy Bay. Yeah. And I'm gonna shut this off before I make a bigger fool out of myself because I've ran out of things to say. Ugh. And yeah. Alright. Y'all stay cool and I will see y'all later. Turkish Trooper, blah, blah. Darkest Trooper signing out. Bye. Bye, 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 bye.